The question that will be put to residents is, should voters elect the members of the Haynesboro Planning Commission, Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, and Tourism Advisory Board? That would be done by making changes to certain sections of borough charter. Assemblyman Morfitt brought the idea to the Assembly's Government Affairs and Services Committee earlier this year, but it did not move forward.
I couldn't get any Assembly members to bite at it, which was a surprise to me, because this is really, these appointments have been, you know, politically charged for a couple years, and it slows down borough business, and it's, you know, a hyper-political atmosphere, as always, in Haynes.
So he went out into the community and gathered the 271 signatures needed to put the initiative on the general election ballot in October. The signatures were certified by the borough clerk on Tuesday. Morfitt says he hopes the change would help take some of the politics out of these committees and commissions.
The atmosphere in Haynes is always somewhat politically charged, and I just saw this as a way to remove one level of politics and just let people tick off when they go, just like they do for the school board, tick off who they like on the Planning Commission, Ports and Harbors Commission, Public Safety Commission, and the Tourism Advisory Board, which I consider the most powerful boards the borough has.
Morfitt says he also hopes the election process would get a broader range of residents involved in these groups. Right now, the mayor makes appointments, and those appointments are confirmed by the Assembly. In the last couple years, there have been disagreements over a few of those appointments. For instance, in January 2017, the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee and Mayor Jan Hale recommended Diana Lapham's appointment to that committee. The Assembly voted 4-2 to deny the appointment. Soon after, another resident submitted a citizen complaint to the borough, accusing those Assembly members who voted against the appointment of violating Lapham's constitutional rights. The borough and local police did not pursue an investigation into the complaint. Earlier this year, disagreement over appointments to the Public Safety Commission delayed the borough filling vacancies on that body. Morfitt says he hopes his proposed change would help get rid of some of this back and forth.
I think we'd be more amenable knowing, in fact, that the people that hold those seats and are making those recommendations are, in fact, the choice of the voters and not just political favorites of either the Assembly or the mayor.
But other Assembly members aren't so sure. Heather Lendy, who chairs the gas committee, says after that group looked into the idea, it decided not to move forward with it. She points to the existing challenge of filling seats on boards and commissions and says it would likely be even harder if residents are asked to go through the process of running for office. Lendy says the current process is not bad and allows for checks and balances. Sean Mady says he's, quote, shocked that Morfitt would go out and collect signatures to get the measure on the ballot after it didn't move forward at the Assembly level. Brenda Josephson says she doesn't have strong emotions about it. She says she's willing to listen, learn, and be convinced, but like Lendy, she wonders whether enough people would actually run in the elections to these committees and commissions. If this initiative is approved by voters, it wouldn't get rid of the appointment process for these bodies entirely. If someone resigns before their term is up, a new resident would be appointed to that seat. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.